What's up, Hudat Nation, and welcome to the Dome Patrol Podcast. Hey, what's up, Hudat Nation? Thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol Podcast, the official Saints podcast at the Fans First Sports Network. I'm your host, Jeff, and today is Pick'em's Day. So we're going to go through the results after week number 14, and then we'll get to Jason's picks for week 15. So let's take a quick look. James and Wesley both went 5-0. Congratulations.
He's right.
I mean, Jason went 0-5 because he disagreed with all of our picks.
No, he won three games. I won four.
That's right.
Yep. Perks went 5-0. Wayno went 5-0. In the grand scheme of things, the mailman is in first place, followed by Wayno, and then Perks, Brendan Carpinella, Tom Ensign, Jambalaya Brothers. Jason, you're at 500.
I'm back.
Big Easy Gaijon, James, Jeff, Ben, Wesley, Neil, Mr. Coach Klein, Sans Hobbs, Drummer, Hudat Fitz, J.A. Orella, Paul Perrette, Trevor Bruno, and Les Henderson. But that, of course, was never published. So let's get to this week's games. You ready, Jason?
And with college football regular season being over, we get to the start of our Saturday games in the NFL. So there are three games on Saturday this week in the NFL.
Get your picks in before Saturday.
Yes, because we are picking at least one Saturday game here. So get your picks before then. I believe they're all on NFL Network that day. And we're going to pick the last game of the day. You've got the Denver Broncos coming off a win against the Chargers to pull up to 7-6. They traveled to Detroit to play a Lions team that is sitting there at 9-4, but kind of reeling. They lost in Chicago this week, 28-13. They barely beat a bad Saints team 2 weeks ago. So they're kind of stumbling a little bit. This game is in Detroit, and the Lions are favored by 5. Seems like a lot.
That is a lot.
Denver, please.
Oh, really? Oh, wait, no. Yeah, that makes sense. I'm doing that, too. I think Denver's winning the game.
I think.
Yeah, I think Denver is going to win the game as well. Yeah.
Right. Yep. So we're all in Denver?
Denver.
All of us picking that Sean Payton. We finally get to speak Sean Payton for the Pick'ems.
Yeah. Please come back, please. I beg of you.
Yeah, I'll take him back.
All right.
Here, we could trade Trevor Penning for him.
All right, our next game. The aforementioned Chicago Bears sitting there at 5-8. Not mathematically eliminated in the NFC, because I do believe a 9-8 NFC team is going to make it, so they do still have a chance. They come off that nice win last week. They travel to Cleveland to play a Browns team that, with Joe Flacco, beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 31-27. Flacco throws for 311 yards, nice, and three touchdowns after not playing for I don't know how many years. So now, I mean, Cleveland's doing it all. Joe Flacco is playing for him now. This game is in Cleveland, and the Browns are favored by 3.
I'll take the Browns.
I'm going to take the Bears.
I am also going to take the Bears.
Yeah, the 3 points. I think that's going to be a close game. I'm going to take Cleveland. It's going to be 42 degrees. I think that they're going to run the ball like crazy. Kareem Hunt's actually going to score a couple touchdowns.
All right, our next game, the Dallas Cowboys coming off a thrashing Sunday night against the Eagles, 33-13. Everybody's talking about Dak being an MVP candidate.
I mean, can't ignore it.
They're rolling, yeah. They travel to Buffalo to play a Bills team that is coming off a close win against the Chiefs. All the controversy with the officiating, and the guy Kadarius Toney lining up offsides, and Chiefs bitching about not being warned by the refs. Anybody who bitches about shitty officiating as a Saints fan, y'all can all go fuck yourself. And we've said that multiple times. But they had a nice win against the Chiefs. This game is in Buffalo. This is a surprising line. I thought it'd be a little different. The Bills are favored by 2.5. Yeah. I honestly thought Dallas would be favored.
36 degrees at kickoff.
That's what makes me... I'm going to take Buffalo at home in those temperatures.
I want to take Buffalo.
I do too, but Dallas has me finally convinced. And I know that's usually when things turn around for them, which will be fine. So I'll be happy to lose this one. But I'm taking Dallas.
I think I'm going to take Dallas as well.
I'm going to take Buffalo. I think that two former Saints, or one former Saint, I think Latavius Murray has a big game, and then former LSU running back Leonard Fournette is active and has some yards.
I thought he retired.
He just wasn't signed by anybody until the Bills throwing him on practice squad.
It was one of those kinds of retirements. Got it.
All right. Our next game, the Baltimore Ravens, coming off an overtime win against the Rams. Had a punt return to end the game. So they're sitting there at 10-3. They won 37-31. They travel to Jacksonville to play a Jags team coming off a tough loss to the Browns. I was surprised that Trevor Lawrence played last week with a high ankle sprain. I thought that was a 3 or 4 week injury. I don't know why he played. As far as I know, he's going to try to play this week. I think it's a mistake. I think they should rest him. But it's in Jacksonville, and the Jags are getting 3.5.
Ravens, please.
I am going to take the Ravens as well.
They will be the one seed in the AFC.
I'll take the Jaguars.
All right. And I will take the Ravens.
All right. And now our shitty game of the week.
Here we go. I feel like I've heard this already this week.
Once or twice.
All right.
Are we talking about Derek Carr?
Dick Carr.
Dick Carr. Richard Carr.
We are actually we are gonna be in the NFC South, worst division in football, the Shitlanta Falcons. After falconing last week and losing to the Bucks, and causing the three-way tie for the lead in our division, they travel to Carolina to play a Panthers team that is just like we've mentioned multiple times, just one of the worst teams I've ever seen. I cannot believe that this line isn't bigger. That's what she said. Carolina is only getting 3.
Nobody doing pick'ems is picking the Panthers after last week.
I'm just giving everybody a free win.
There is.
Yeah, this is really difficult.
Although, but think about it. It forces you to pick Atlanta. It's forcing you to pick the Falcons.
Oh, James has a policy. James has a policy.
James's brain is about to short circuit.
No, I'm sticking with my policy. I will not pick the Falcons.
You're taking the points?
I refuse.
All right.
Wow. Jason, I hate you.
So, James, I'm going to put you down for a car. C-A-R.
Yeah.
You're going with car. Got it.
Yeah, hate you, Jason.
I'm taking Atlanta.
Yeah, I'm taking the Falcons.
Yeah, I take it. As much as I hate it, yeah, take the Falcons.
Yeah.
Those are your games this week. We've got our first Saturday game, the Broncos at the Lions. Lions favored by 5. Then we move on to Sunday. We got the Bears at the Browns. Browns favored by 3. Cowboys at the Bills. Bills favored by 2.5. The Ravens at the Jaguars. Jags getting 3.5 at home. And then our shitty game, the Falcons at the Panthers. Panthers are getting only 3 at home. But I feel like that number is going to be much higher when Sunday rolls around. As of now, you got it at 3.
All right. Get your picks in, everybody. Make sure you tweet it to us. Make sure you get them in before the Saturday game, or you're going to take a loss for that Saturday game. I know a lot of people are used to sending them in on Sunday morning. So this is your last chance for that. So that's all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol podcast. We're on all the social channels, Facebook, Instagram, and X. Just search for Dome Patrol podcast. Also, we got 3 games left at least to participate in game day chat on Discord. Send us an instant message. We'll get you an invitation to participate there. And then don't forget to subscribe on your podcast app. Give each episode 5-star ratings and a comment. Set up auto downloads so that you can listen to the Dome Patrol podcast anytime. Anywhere, say bye-bye, Pick'ems.
Bye-bye, under 500 donkeys.